We move now to Wagner's love music from Tristan und Isolde. This is a transcription by the great conductor Leopold Stokowski. He did many, many transcriptions. Probably his most famous is the Toccata and Fugue by Bach, which you probably remember from the movie Fantasia. But he did dozens of these. He took music that wasn't originally conceived for just orchestra and made orchestrations of them. In this particular case, he did several transcriptions from Tristan und Isolde. This one is a transcription of primarily three sections of music. There's the major love duet from the second act of the opera, a very short snippet from the early part of the third act of the opera, and then the end of the famous Liebestod, the love death, that comes at the end of the opera. The story of Tristan and Isolde is one of two star-crossed lovers. Tristan is bringing Isolde to his lord, King Mark, to be Mark's new wife. And Isolde is in love with Tristan, and she's furious that Tristan cannot reciprocate this love. And so she orders Brangaena, her maidservant, to make a draft of death to give to Tristan, and she substitutes the draft of love. And the two of them drink. They fall deeply and torturously in love with each other. Mark finds out after the two of them meet together in the great love duet in the second act. And then at the end, Tristan dies, and Isolde sings of the great love in death, and the piece comes to an end. It's truly a masterpiece. It's a wonderful opera, very passionate, but it's a major leap forward in harmonic language. It's often been said that Tristan and Isolde is a 4.5-hour piece that doesn't resolve harmonically until the end. This, of course, is an oversimplification. There are moments where you get a dominant chord that resolves into a tonic chord, a 5 to a 1. But yes, the tension maintains itself from the beginning of the opera until the resolution at the very end. And it's a very powerful experience to listen to and watch this incredible opera. Stokowski, rather than using the prelude directly into the Liebestod, as is so often performed by orchestras, wanted to feature the love duet in the second act. And I think it was a wonderful choice. This is incredibly gorgeous music. This is music that's serene, but at the same time stormy underneath the surface. It's about tormented love. It's about love that is unabating. It's the polar opposite to the music that we had in Siegfried Idyll. Siegfried Idyll is about the tender, calm, contented love between man and wife and man and his son. Tristan and Isolde is about love that cannot be avoided, that draws two people together who must inevitably be apart. And the music thus is much, much more deeply passionate, so much more stormy, and yet so much deeper in its intensity. So what material does Stokowski choose for this love music from Tristan and Isolde? Well, he begins this piece with the beginning of the second act, and Wagner wastes no time getting going. He starts with a very huge major seventh chord, which immediately develops into music that is going somewhere. And this is what that opening sounds like. So on. It doesn't really sound like your standard operatic beginning. It doesn't start with like a major chord that says, we're here. but rather it starts almost as though it's like, well, we left off there and we're just going to continue. The music obviously has a lot of drama. And after a short introduction, we hear a group of offstage brass playing a fanfare. This is also from the beginning of the second act of Tristan and Isolde, and I'll just give you a little bit of what that sounds like. For a little while, and then he jumps quite a bit. He skips over a large scene from the beginning of the second act and goes immediately into the great love duet. Here we have Tristan and Isolde finally finding time to themselves, away from everything, and let me read a little bit from the libretto so you can hear what they're talking about. O sink down upon us, night of love, make me forget I live, take me into your bosom, free me from the world. Extinguished now is the last glimmer of what we thought, of what we dreamed, all remembrance, all recollection. So this is an escape for these two lovers, and they're envisioning being separated from the storm that's growing around them. The music is extremely beautiful. Long melodies that seem to just go on and on, harmonies that enrich these melodies and drive the passion of this, and also a very simple pulsating rhythm underneath all of this. Let me play a little bit of this duet. I'll do my best, at least, on my ever out of tune piano. This is the beginning of this love duet. Some pretty luscious music, and it just gets more luscious and more delicious as it continues, as the passion builds. And it's going to build to several climaxes, because as you'll hear in this piece, it's all about peaks and valleys, and the peaks get, as we go, more and more large, and until we reach the final peak at the very end of the work. There are a couple of moments in this section that I would like to point out because they present melodic material that we're going to hear as the piece goes on. One is a melody you'll hear in the woodwinds as a counter melody at this point, which goes like this. This will become one of the major melodies later on in this duet. The other place is an enormous climax, and it builds and builds and it builds, but it doesn't explode into a major chord, into a moment of great pleasure, of great ecstasy, but rather kind of an ecstatic pain. And listen to how this one builds and to what kind of a pinnacle it reaches. Thank you. There's not a major chord there. It goes from one tension-filled chord to another tension-filled chord to another tension-filled chord, and the climax is all tension. Resolving into a seventh chord. And that motive is going to come back again and again through this duet, always at a moment of great emotion, great passion, and impending tragedy. The next section of this piece is a part of the second act where the two lovers are not singing, but rather Brangaena is reflecting on the scene, and you hear her voice in the background singing, "Alone I watch in the night, you to whom love's dream laughs. Heed the cry of one who foresees ill for the sleepers and anxiously bids them awake. Take care, soon the night will pass." But the music that Wagner gives this is not music of impending doom. Rather, it's music of incredible serenity, singing about the stillness of the night. And Stokowski in his orchestration keeps the original intact, just substituting a solo trumpet for Brangaena's voice, which I think is a master stroke in orchestration. It's a very beautiful moment with the woodwinds playing passionate, sighing chords very softly, and then the voice coming in counterpoint to it. On. And this too will build in passion somewhat, but always within this ethereal world that Wagner creates. The very end of this section is one of my favorite bits of music in this entire piece. Towards the end of Brangaena's solo, the music reaches an emotional pinnacle, but still very understated, and will then resolve into our next section, which is the beginning of the section where Tristan and Isolde begin talking about release through death. But first, the end of that Brangaena section. Section, although they're talking about death, it's also a moment of incredible calm musically. It's a place where we reach actually our first real cadence, a cadence into G flat major. But the music doesn't just sit here, it always progresses harmonically, but not until we've heard a very gentle melody in just the strings. Thank you. Incidentally, this is that melody that we heard before in the woodwinds. And it's going to move into the other more dramatic pinnacle melody that we had earlier. Listen to this. After this music, Stokowski moves to a totally different section of the opera. This is now the beginning of the third act, where Tristan is screaming out for his beloved. It just seems to me that Stokowski really liked this moment in the opera, as do I, and wanted to include it in his love music, although it really is the only place where he takes music out of sequence and inserts it. In this music, we're hearing Tristan screaming out Isolde's name, and the music gets extremely passionate at this moment. It's an interesting insertion. I actually think it works quite beautifully, but the purist might be a little bit offended by the fact that he's extrapolated this. But then again, he says himself that it's freely transcribed from the original by Stokowski. At any rate, we then do come back to the love-death idea, and we hear for the first time the music that we'll hear eventually at the end from the Liebestod. Audience members who have only heard the prelude in Liebestod may not be aware that the music comes from the second act, and in fact, he pretty much lifts it verbatim and repeats it at the end of the opera. But here, for the first time, we hear this love-death music specifically, and it begins with just a murmur, a tremolo, kind of playing in the strings, and just the solo bass clarinet playing the melody. And so on. It's music that builds, it's music that doesn't resolve. It's music that has an inner intensity and excitement that's unabating, and it's absolutely hypnotizing music. I think some of the best music in the repertoire. It builds, and it reaches its first semi-climax with the same music that we heard at the end of Brangaena's solo. And then we'll hear a repeat of the earlier music about death and the release through death. And then the music will get very exciting suddenly as the duet moves towards its finish, which in the second act is the Liebestod, but Stokowski throws us a curve, and instead of playing the love music from the second act, he jumps to the end and the enormous climax that it brings. And let me play you a little bit of the ultimate build in this love-death music, because it is just so fantastic, and it'll give you an idea of the passion and actually the sensuality of this music. This is very deeply sensual music. It's about passionate and even sexual love between a man and a woman. Thank you. I could go on, but I do want to leave something for the concert. Needless to say, it's a piece that I really love. I think it's an amazing orchestral showpiece, and I think it's a tour de force of composition by Wagner. To be able to maintain that kind of tension, that kind of buildup, only to release it in these final moments is quite astonishing. So hopefully we'll see you there. Come back soon for some talk about Cinderella.